More questionable behaviour in federal political ranks, with the Prime Minister's office criticising a coalition staff member who dressed up as a US teen shooter for a party. Barclay McGain posed as Kyle Rittenhouse, a celebrated figure in right-wing circles, who was recently acquitted of murder charges after pleading self-defence in a high-profile court case. Mr McGain works for the Liberal backbencher Andrew Lamming, and his actions have been condemned by Scott Morrison's staff as completely inappropriate. It's just a day since rogue backbencher George Christensen courted an avalanche of criticism over an interview he did with a right-wing conspiracy theorist in the US. From Canberra, here's political reporter James Glenday.
Well, I thought those comments were appalling, and I've spoken to George directly about them.
Scott Morrison's team are hanging out for the Christmas break, slowing down the political news cycle as they try to get a few weeks of rest ahead of next year's election. But rogue members of the government continue to be a distraction.
I think they're absolutely appalling. George is not a candidate for the LNP at the next election. And I think George should quietly go into retirement.
He's referring to Nationals backbencher George Christensen, who laughed during an interview when right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones compared Australia's quarantine facilities to the Auschwitz Nazi concentration camp.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to promote what they're saying by constantly drawing it to people's attention. I'm not seeking to do that. I don't agree with them.
Yes, Mr Morrison would like everyone to ignore this and for his problem MPs and senators to pipe down. But few in the government, including backbencher Darren Chester, are confident that's about to happen.
George will be what George wants to be, but I just want to make it clear that he doesn't represent me. He doesn't represent the majority of the National Party room. I think George in recent times hasn't been very helpful to regional Australia. I don't wish ill will of anyone, but I think his time in Parliament's passed, and it won't be a sad day for me when he's no longer a member of Parliament.
In the past year or so, a number of coalition backbenchers have appeared on American right-wing shows. David Smith from the US Studies Centre believes they do it for their profile and future job prospects, as opposed to a tangible domestic electoral gain.
So what they're really getting out of the whole job of being a politician is essentially a media career. And one of the reasons why they're attracted to these fairly extreme American platforms or shows or hosts is that there is just a much bigger audience there than what they will ever find in Australia. Firstly, because the media market is so much bigger in the US. They've got 15 times the population that we do. But also because a lot of their ideas are far more popular in the US than they are here. If we look at someone like George Christensen, he is railing against vaccination mandates. Vaccination mandates are broadly popular in Australia. In fact, our research has found that the vast majority of coalition voters favour vaccination mandates.
It's not just politicians influenced by the US. Some of their staff are too. The Prime Minister's office today condemned a young man who works for Liberal backbencher Andrew Lamming. The man, Barclay McGain, had posted a Facebook photo where he was dressed up as Kyle Rittenhouse for a party, a young US man who was recently acquitted of all criminal charges after he shot dead two Black Lives Matter protesters in the US in 2020. Mr Lamming and Mr McGain declined to comment when contacted by the ABC, but the PM's office said the photo was completely inappropriate and pointed out that because Mr McGain is an electorate officer, they have no control over whether or not he's sacked.
Every day, Scott Morrison is sounding more and more like Donald Trump.
Opposition frontbencher Christina Keneally is among many in the Labor Party trying to link the actions of rogue backbenchers to Mr Morrison.
And let's understand why Mr Morrison is behaving in this way, is behaving like Donald Trump. It's in order to preserve his own political position. This is a Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, who will coddle up to extremists for his own political ends. That's not leadership. It is a failure of leadership.
With an election on the horizon, there are now plenty of members of the government who are fed up with rogue forces triggering negative news coverage. Many senior figures have phoned Mr Christensen in the past day or so, urging him to consider how he might be helping Labor and the damage he could be doing to the coalition's brand.
Political reporter James Glenday.